the best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
We've got the book club right here on Freedom 106.5 FM, and I'd like to welcome Miss Amina Ambrose Charles. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're making joke off here, right? Let's first get into the name of your book, Stages of Love, Poems of the Heart.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I'll ask you this first question straight off the bat, because, you know, this is the first idea that most people think. Mm-hmm. You had a tabanka.
I did.
You see, and she honestly say yes.
At some points of the book, mm-hmm. it would have been my experiences, as well as some of my friends and family. They always confide in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love writing. From mm-hmm. since I was young, everyone always get emotional with my writing.
Mm-hmm.
And poetry just came naturally. I didn't even realize it was poetry when I initially started to write.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started putting their feelings on paper and my feelings, well, the tabanka is what make it write a little more.
Amplify. Right.
But yeah, it's everybody's aspect of the different stages is within the pages of this book.
So you do say stages of love, and it's literally that. So
yes.
We have the beginning, mm-hmm. where it's trying to decide if it's infatuation,
mm-hmm.
or if it's the real thing.
Yeah.
So I see you have your first poem here, When My Heart Becomes Yours.
Mm-hmm.
So can I read a little excerpt from
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
Yeah. When you kiss me, I feel my heart stop suddenly as though it waits in anticipation. And then you touch me, and only then does it begin to beat again, as though to save my life. When you hold me in your arms, I feel safe, and my body responds by opening up to let you in. And then you caress me, and everything that is in me says, don't stop. Hello. Palpitations. So tell me, okay, you have to have some sort of vulnerability.
Yes.
To be able to sit down and write something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Were you scared at any point in time to, you know,
To place it on paper? No, actually, because initially it wasn't even supposed to be published. Like, I wasn't mm-hmm. thinking about publication. I just was like expressing myself, expressing my feelings,
mm-hmm.
expressing what I think my friends was feeling in the moment. And
mm-hmm.
then my friend read, he's a poet as well.
Mm-hmm.
He published, his name is Lasana Philbert, actually. Mm-hmm. He came on the show. So he publishes poetry,
mm-hmm.
and I had him read one of mine. I said, you could read this. He's like, wait, you just write? And when he read it, he's like, hey, we need to publish this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's like, this happened to me. He literally felt it in the pages. Like, he
right.
went through this.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was doing it, that's how I was feeling. Like, I was feeling like I was in the moment for my friends, for my family.
Mm-hmm.
This poem is me.
This is you.
Yeah. So I was in that moment, and I just wrote about it, and I felt it.
Mm-hmm. So where does stage two begin?
Stage two, every one of them is like 20 poems.
Mm-hmm.
So stage two is painful love. That's after number 20. Painful/broken love. That's, you know, you're in the relationship. You're in love with this person, but then they kind of fall out of love with you,
mm-hmm.
or they see somebody else, and you're still there hoping to regain this love, to be in this moment, but the person's not treating you like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there still wanting them to turn back, wanting them to love you like that again.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't doing it, but you're hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still in the moment in this love, wanting this person, while this person may not be wanting you.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. It's literally two people who hugging up a cactus.
Yes.
Why? Why?
That's how it feels. You're in pain.
Oh,
and trying
no.
to hold on to a relationship that may not be for you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, sleep eludes me. As I lie awake, watching your face, thinking of how we used to be, yearning for your embrace. We used to be so in love. I thought I was blessed from above. Then one day, it all changed. I feel like you don't even remember my name, because you don't call it anymore. You don't even call me babe. You just look at me with scorn. What have I done? Why do I deserve this disdain from someone that I've already claimed? Or so I thought. I thought we were meant to be together. Our love would last forever. But I guess in this case, forever has an end. I wish this was something we could mend. Because though I'm hurt, I still love you. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but my heart can't let you go. Although I should, for the sake of my mind, body and soul. When did this happen? I'm sleeping next to someone who no longer cares. But the person I love must be in there. Because I see you when you're asleep. So I'll visit you at night and I'll weep. Hoping one day you'll finally see that your love is the only one in this life for me.
I know somebody pausing right now outside there. Because I paused for a second. Mm-hmm. And you know, the thing is, with words, you tend to lock into songs as well. Mm-hmm. That would, you know, translate more of what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Bob Marley, Waiting in Vain is the song that came, you know, come up. And strange enough, the page 39, I'm looking at this one, I waited in vain. I did the right things. I waited and waited for someone special to share my love with. Waited for someone to share my heart. I thought I made the right choice, but I didn't. You weren't that special. My heart was blindsided and my love taken for granted. Why would someone come into my life and knowingly break my heart? Why would someone see my love and yet still deny it, causing an avalanche of painful emotions? Why would you do this to me, break my heart without hesitation and cause anguish to my soul? Is it because to you I have no value, or do you not care that I thought I waited for you? Do you not care of the sacrifices I made? Do you not care for my love? Well, I know you don't, yet I'm here asking questions I already know the answer to, hoping for one second answer would be different. Hoping for one second the answer would be different, but it never was, and I know it will never be. Some heavy, hard-hitting words here. So at each stage, mm-hmm. can you remember what you did to at least ease the transition into the next one?
Yeah. So the painful, I cry it out. I cried. I think being in the moment, talking to people helps. Like once you have somebody trusted that you could speak to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of us don't really have that. Some of us do. Like I may have someone, but some of us don't have that. And it's okay to just cry it out by yourself. Like, stay in the dark, stay in the moment. Play a Bob Marley, play a Jacquel, play all the sappy music.
Jacquel
get me through those times.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, and you cry it out. Once you finish crying,
mm-hmm.
you just feel the weight lifted. And mm-hmm. it's okay to cry. And when you cry out, because when you hold it in, is so much things happen. You lash out at people.
Mm-hmm.
You might cry out in the wrong moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a meeting and you just start to cry and people want to know what's going on. So cry out in the dark. Try out, okay. Just know that when you cry out, when you pray, when you do whatever meditation, I love to go by the beach. The beach is my solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And just be in that moment. And every day it gets easier.
Move on to the next. Well, I see that another part of your process is journaling, because this would be a type of journaling where you put it down on paper so that you can see it and then really analyze what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going on to stage three, complicated forbidden love. This is a Caribbean thing. I mean, this seems to be the going theme in, you know, almost everything, you know, that comes out in different ways, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listeners, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, tell us about your experiences as well. What stage of love you're probably at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we come back, yeah, we're going to go to stage three. But before we go to the break, let me play the song that I was thinking of.
Yes.
I don't wanna wait in vain for you.
I don't want to wait and wait for your love. From the very first time I placed my eyes on you, girl, my heart says follow through. But I know now that I'm way down on your line. But the waiting feel is fine. So don't treat me like a puppet on a string, 'cause I know how to do my thing. Don't talk to me as if you think I'm dumb. I wanna know when you're gonna come. See, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. 'Cause it's love I receive, I'm still waiting there. Winter is here, and I'm still waiting there. Like I said, it's been 3 years since I'm knocking on your door, and I still can't knock some more. Ooh, girl, is it feasible? I wanna know now, for I to knock some more. Yeah, see, in life I know lots of grief, but your love is my relief. Tears in my eyes burn, tears in my eyes burn, while I'm waiting for my turn. See, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. Oh, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna wait in vain. No, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna.
On 106.5 FM, speak your mind.
Welcome back to you. You see, that's the thing about females, right? When we start to talk about these topics, the talk is sweeter off air than on air. But, you know, I mean, it's one thing, just to pin a point on that, it's something that we have to encourage amongst ladies as well. You see, girlhood.
Yes.
You know, and being able to have, as you say, solid females around you to be able to discuss these kinds of things. Because fellas talk about these things, yes, but in a different kind of way.
Exactly.
Where there's a kind of a distance between, you know, well, you know, I like her, but, you know, I'm man still. I can do what I want and, you know.
So you really have to pick your female friends, because a lot of times, especially at these times, women kind of tearing down each other. Like you think it's your friend, and then you hear your business somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. in a different total light, yeah,
everything,
vocabulary, everything.
So you have to make sure that that person's solid, that you could share your secrets with, mm-hmm, like share certain aspects of your love. And if you can't, talk to God. Do it in your solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Do, you have to have some family. Like my cousin was my rock and I was his.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about everything. I see baby the family as this girl.
Oh,
so my cousins,
right,
is boys all, mm-hmm, through, which I love. I love the fact that they are guys. So I got the aspects of guys.
Oh yeah.
From that.
Oh yeah. And then you kind of recognize too, because of the way that they speak and the way that you see them interact with women as well, you pick up on, oh, that's, yes, what you're doing.
Yep.
And you know that, okay, I'll be shifting in this direction.
Exactly.
But you would never know, mm, that I knew.
That's right.
You would up to that kind of nonsense. So it's good to have boy cousins.
Yes.
I have a few as well. And strong boy cousins. And, solid male friends as well.
Yes.
You know, that can give you that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the father's there as well. My father's there. But there's a difference between daddy advice.
Exactly.
And dude advice.
That's right.
Because there are some things that you can't tell your daughter,
no,
you know,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
your friend will tell you because they want to look out for you.
Correct.
And this generation as well, can we talk about that for a second?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the advent of social media,
yes,
and the image of what these stages look like,
yep,
tends to distort, mm-hmm, what may very well be. It could be two things. It could be a very good experience,
mm-hmm,
and then a changing, life-changing experience where,
yeah,
you have to build everything all over again.
Exactly.
You know, how do you navigate through that? By the way, do you have young girls, young children?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
And through this book, actually, the loss of one love led me to my husband, because,
mm-hmm,
we were friends. That's how it starts off. We were friends. And he had his girlfriend. I had my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just friends. And he had me through the relationship. And when me and my boyfriend broke up,
mm-hmm,
he was there for me. His friend got an accident and died. So I was there for him. And we end up growing from that.
Mm-hmm.
So a year later, we end up being together, got married. He's like, I know what I want. And we had kids. So I have, mm-hmm, two little girls. One is 8, one going on 8, and,
mm-hmm,
one going on 4. And then a baby, that's the one when I was home with my son, get, mm-hmm, pregnant with my last child. That is when I decided, I have all this maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just finish the book and publish.
Mm-hmm.
And he just into me here.
Oh,
yeah.
You see? So you have a lot of inspiration,
yeah,
muses around you,
yes,
that you can pull from to give that word of advice.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, navigating for your daughters through this time as well with so many different influences as to what,
yeah,
love looks like, and,
mm-hmm,
balancing old school,
yeah,
to the new modern thing. Because I have a daughter as well,
mm-hmm,
and trying to give her advice as to how to decipher,
yeah,
you know, what really looks like love, where, all right, for example, I don't want to like directly give her experience, but the buying of gifts,
mm-hmm,
and what may be attached to it that you're not really seeing.
Yeah.
Is it genuine intention that he's buying these things,
mm-hmm,
for? Or is it, you know, how the modern times seem to be where you gotta be buying me something, you gotta pay my bills.
You
gotta be, you know.
Yeah.
So
completely different.
It's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You know. What kind of words would you be giving to your daughter to differentiate that?
I think building a relationship is first in terms of friendship,
mm-hmm,
getting to know the person before it even reaches it. Like, if the person buys you a gift, what type of gift it is,
mm-hmm,
where was the intention behind that? Like, if it was a birthday,
mm-hmm,
or they randomly said, oh, look, a gift, how expensive is it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to weigh all these things.
Oh, it's so much.
Yes, it's, mm-hmm, it's plenty. Dating nowadays is completely different as well, because social media as well. Most people, you know, meet somebody, you have them up on your page,
mm-hmm,
and they're, mm-hmm, all over everything else. And then you find out they probably have a wife, or they probably have somebody else. Then you had to take it down and you had to do the walk of shame,
mm-hmm,
and all these different things. So I think before you do, you post these persons all over. do your research, have your life private, have conversations with them, have conversations with the persons around them. Don't tell me you were in a 2-year relationship and never spoke to the mother, never met the cousins, never met any family member. You don't know what's going on. Something is wrong.
And then the other part of it where if you don't post me, then you don't love me.
No.
That...
then you need to, that is a red flag.
That is a huge red flag. I mean, probably they will say, well, the old school people would say that, but the younger ones take that as a form of validation of the relationship. Because if you don't post me, then you don't want the public to know that we are dating. In a relationship or dating or seeing each other or even, you know, meeting the family.
Yeah.
So it is a very... blurred line. You know, what are the new standards? What are the ways in which you engage with people to, because you have to have that kind of interaction with them to, as you say, know who they are, what their habits are, you know, what they stand on in terms of spending money or building or, you know, just basic morals and things like that.
And like my father said, the most important thing in a relationship is communication, right? The love is there, you love and stuff. You're in love, you're just love, all these different types of love. But communication, if you communicate with the person all the time, then it could lead to trust. But they can't just say, oh, I trust you, and you're not communicating. Then, do you really trust? So you really trust. So if you communicate with the person all the time, you know that you could talk to them about it and you could call them any time, they answer the phone, you know all the family around them. Why do you need to have them up on your WhatsApp and anything? You know how much girls see the girlfriend or wife on the WhatsApp and they're still with your husband? They're like, okay, well, I love being second because I get all the gifts and I get all the this, so it doesn't matter.
That sounds so strange. That does not sound like... the person respects you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like you are a priority.
Yep.
You know?
And that's where it will you will see that those aspects in the complicated love aspect of my book.
I just want to add in here, if you have any comments on what we're talking about or even examples of what these forms of love looked like in your life or looks like in your life, you could send it to 306-1065. Also, call 625-2257. 627-3223 is the number. So according to Miss Amina Ambrose Charles, stage 3 is complicated forbidden love. Now, if you're a Caribbean person, this is the kind of thing that the villagers find out about. It's all over. Your grandparents heard about these kinds of stories, and the way in which it was dealt with is something that for the books. So I see that you have the first one. Truthfully, the truth is I love you. The truth is loving you hurts. The truth is you are my life. The truth is I no longer have that. The truth is you hold my heart. The truth is my heart no longer beats. Or is it that I no longer feel? So these are just excerpts for time, of course, but this is the beginning of that one. Which one is your favorite in this category? And what's your full description of complicated forbidden love?
Complicated love is basically what we were speaking about just now. You know, a lot of relationships nowadays are in the complicated category because women outweigh men in terms of the amount of women it have in the world versus men. So some women end up being, they share relationships. So I'm okay in that. Or is it that I'm hoping that he will choose me instead of her? I'm hoping if I show him that I'm better than her, he will choose me eventually. So I'm there with him no matter what, no matter how many times he goes back to her. You're there saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's with her when he could be with me. And
Back and forth. Yeah. But I have to put this on the table because it is part of reality as well, that there are modes of thinking where love is concerned, where you have polyamorous relationships and religions as well follow polygamy and that kind of. So we had to keep that in mind. That is a reality. And then there are cultures that have instituted that on the basis of being able to cater or to take care of families, mm-hmm. either the husband passed or in times of war, mm-hmm. you know, they go to war and then they don't come back, but that there is in place to take care of families that have been left behind. Correct. So sometimes it'll be like, you know, it's some kind of Tory,
yeah.
you know, I'm bacchanalish, but there are established categories like that with established rules as well.
And that is what I'm saying. So yeah. if it is that you know that is the relationship that you want, your partner needs to know that too.
Mm-hmm. Communication.
Exactly.
We got a call on the line. Oh, sorry. Hello, good morning. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number now. And the topic is juicy. The calls come in fast and furious. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. So if any of these scenarios or categories apply to you, tell us your experience. Yeah? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning to all.
Good morning. Good morning.
Your guest in the, you know, in the studio.
Her name is Amina.
Pardon?
Her name is Amina.
Okay, Amina.
Hi,
thank you. Can you, Amina,
yeah?
can you tell me or could you suggest to me
mm-hmm.
if one should put, you know, her boyfriend on her WhatsApp profile,
mm-hmm.
would you think that that's a really healthy or a strong relationship?
It depends on the relationship, it depends on the person, it depends on how they communicate to each other. If that is what they decide they want to do,
mm-hmm.
if it is that they see it like that is something they think that each other should be doing, they talk about it. It really depends on the situation. It's not a yes and no.
Yeah. answer. Some people will say yes, some people will say no, some people will be like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
What is that? 625-2257. I mean, family pictures is one thing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's family members. But I don't know, to each their own. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. You can send your messages to 306-1065. So let's take another excerpt of stage three, which you have from your book, Stages of Love. If you missed out, you miss out on plenty in the hour, as we talked about the different stages of love, the first stage being true love, and then second stage with the picture with the cactus, hugging at the cactus. I mean, it gave the complete definition right there.
Yes, painful, slash, painful love.
Painful, broken love. That's mm-hmm. stage two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next stage, which we're talking about now, complicated, forbidden love. Now, when you say forbidden,
mm-hmm.
what do you mean by forbidden?
Like the forbidden fruits.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. Like, you know that you shouldn't, but you can't help yourself. It just end up here like that.
I'm thinking of a song. What song? What song describes that? I'll get to it in a minute. But go ahead. What's the next poem from this category?
Okay. Look, it has number 11. Let's go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with two. My guilt has taken over me. My heart belongs to two. You think it'll be easy to choose, but it's not. It never will be. Him loving me and me loving you. This is my predicament. This is my predicament. I'm in love with two persons for two completely different reasons. How could this be? I gave my love to him, and now being with you confuses me. When he touches me, I think of you. But when you touch me, I think of him. I'm so confused. When did this love begin? That's an excerpt.
Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool. They're getting new crates for that one. And stage four, frozen love. You gave me a little taste of what this is, but I want you to, you know, describe exactly what frozen love is. This is the category four, stage four of the stages of love.
Yes. Frozen love is... Most of the poems here I based on my aunt, because her husband of how much 40 something years
mm-hmm.
died, and she's still in that moment of love with him. No matter how much people
said they want to be with her, and they she goes out, she interacts, but she's still with him like every night, everything, like if they are together still, she's still within mentally, he's there, right? And it's like, no matter what you do, you can't get her out of it. That is the person for her. So she's frozen in time. And she's not getting away from that, no matter what.
No matter what, huh? I mean, so my grandmother was like that with her late husband. He passed a little too early.
Yeah.
And she never remarried. She kept on wearing the ring, you know, she referred to him a lot. You remember when, you know, that kind of thing. And in some circles, I mean, when I was growing up, I felt that that was true devotion. I want a love like that where, you know, I get married and I, if anything happens, that's it for me. And, you know, that one true love.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you hear stories and from the outside, it looks like, Are you like afraid of the world, or, you know, afraid to venture out into doing it all over again?
Yes.
You know, so there's that aspect of it as well. Mm-hmm. How do you define or differentiate between those two scenarios? Because some people will tell you, find somebody, go out and, you know, get over it, as they say.
It's
and then there are others who, true quiet devotion, decide to stick to their vows and say, you know, till death do us part, you know?
But, right, so death do us part is just that. We part after death. But my aunt did not part after death. Even throughout death, even within death, she's still there. She's committed to someone who has passed on. I mean, she's still living life because she still goes away, she still does things, but there's nobody else for her, no matter. And it had a guy that she liked when she was younger, and he come back in her life and she's still nothing. They can't get past.
No sparks.
Nothing. That her husband is it. That's who she committed to even after that.
So can you read one of the excerpts from this last category? Stages of love?
Yeah, sure. All right, let me go with this one. Love departed. When you left me, you did not leave. You were ripped from me, from us, from our love. Love that without a doubt will last forever. Even though you're not here, my love for you is clear, because in my heart we will always be together. Together in this life or the next, it doesn't matter. Because you will always be my lover. Love, that's a word. To have and to hold, they said. What do I do now that I can't hold you, touch you, squeeze you, please you? Nothing, right? Because it doesn't matter to anyone else. There's no way they can help. All I want is you. You. You who hold my heart and will occupy my soul from now until eternity. You. Oh, I'll always want to please, even though you're not here beside me. I can never leave mentally, physically, even in this tragedy, because you were meant for me. And even though they try to force me to let go, I'll continue to let the world know. I cannot say goodbye, since I never got the chance to say goodbye.
Pause for a second. Take it all in. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. The phone was ringing just as you were reading that. So maybe there you know, people who are connecting this morning. So for those who are connecting, send us a message at 306-1065. And of course, 625-2257 is the number. All right, so as we wait for the person to call back, tell me, what are your future plans in terms of writing? You know, are there other genres that you're excited about?
Yes.
Do you have like a framework of a new one coming up?
Yeah, I do. I do. Well, now I'm thinking about my kids, so I'm going in that direction. I love love. I'm all about love. So that is going to be a love aspect, a collection of poems too, but it'll be more of a mother versus child or parent versus child kind of scenario.
Yeah, because the other types of love, this is romantic love we're talking about.
Yes.
But there's Family love.
Yes.
There are names for it. I'll get it in a minute. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Try again. 625-2257-627-3223 is the number, so you can call Agape Love.
Yes.
I just now remember the names of it. So Agape Love, True Love, well, yeah. Familiar Love, Family Love. I know that somebody's going to call me and give me all the definitions of it. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My husband died 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. When he died, we were 47 years of marriage.
Wow.
Now, I go out, but not with a gentleman. I go out with my girlfriend, my children, and I think I'm like her aunt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I see anybody. I always come here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, turn down your radio just a little bit for me. Yeah, thank you.
And I'm not seeing anybody close to my husband. I could be wrong, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But first, my husband was a very, very neat man. He used to take care of his toes, even when we were friendly. My sister used to tell him, boy, you could wear lovely sandals. And the first thing I look at men, if I'm in the market anywhere, I look at their feet.
I love it.
And it's just horrible. Their toes, their heels crack up. I say, my God, you can't even take care of your toes. And I done with that.
Exactly. So how are you going to take care of me if you can't take care of
your toes? No, stop.
Mommy.
No.
You're so funny. You just make us laugh. She said, but you know, Daddy was handsome.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. And he used to follow me. I never knew him in Chaguanas. And we lived not too far from each other. But listen, when God put a pair together,
mm-hmm.
it will come together. Because when my dad see me talking to him, he said, listen, when I reach home, he said, you're talking to a guy not on the street. Bring him home.
Yes.
And when my father asked him, Mr. Ramal is your father? He said, yes. And after my husband left, my father said, no, he is a womanizer. He loves girls and girls love him. And my mind, I said, I could see why. Why you're not seeing how handsome he is? Anyway, I have 4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls. I have 5 grandboys, and I just got a great granddaughter.
Uh-oh.
Friday is my birthday, and I'll be 72.
Oh my gosh.
My house is cosmopolitan.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. My daughter married a Portuguese and Indian.
Mm-hmm.
My son married a little red, a little balata. From up in the country. And my 3rd daughter married a Portuguese Italian.
Mm.
And my last son, I don't think he will marry. And I don't want him to because he's very lackadaisical.
Oh, God.
If I don't,
don't spoil it for him now. There just might be a young lady thinking it's possible.
If I like my daughter and my daughter-in-law, I have to like other people's children too.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just like his dad. He's a Lima.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd show his name on the list first when they're going river on the beach, just like his dad, because his dad rhymed so much. He died young, 67, and he died from kidney failure.
Oh,
but listen to me, you see, love, maybe you all, I don't know, maybe I'm the old time one like your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let me tell you one thing, and that says it all. When we're looking at TV, my husband and I, when he was alive, and he reading the papers, no, we're not even talking, eh? But we just dare, and my foot will be just touching his foot, and I don't know how I should feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Very comfortable.
That's my husband.
When I tell my children, I just say, oh, I say, you have that with your husband?
Yeah.
They didn't answer. And I have a habit, when I go to sit to eat, sometimes I'm very busy because I used to do catering.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really bother to take my water, take my salad, my food, and don't matter where he is, he is here, he's becoming because he know I'm going to ask him, could you bring a glass of water for me, please? He know I will ask him. So he said, why you always like me to bring a glass of water? I say, I don't know. It don't taste better, but it's just that you do that for me. At any point in time when I eat it, I find that it's wonderful.
Yes.
I love the experience. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Take care. So, I mean, little things mean a whole lot more than the grand gestures, I guess. Yes. You know, because they stay with you. That means because you really paid attention to particular things, and those are the things that really hit home more than anything else. Oh, God, I'm feeling lovey-dovey this morning. Thank you all so much, TNT. Got 5 more minutes to go again. So before the call, we did touch on the plans that you have for your other books. What would be the topics on that?
Well, as I was saying, is mother, daughter, or father, child relationships. So it's about how a child loves a parent, the different feelings that they have towards them, the child versus father, mother, all those things. And I actually already put down the topic, the title of the book. I just didn't publish it yet, which is Two Hearts, to say parent versus child.
Yeah.
So it have all the different aspects and all the feelings that you get towards the parents in different stages. Yeah.
Love is lovely. Mm-hmm. It is indeed. So Stages of Love is her latest book, Miss Amina Ambrose Charles. Where can persons get your book?
Right now it's on Amazon. I'm looking into the local bookstores currently, but I'm on Amazon right now. And actually we went Friday, NALIS. I got an award from NALIS.
Congratulations.
First time authors.
Nice.
On Friday. So that was nice. I met different poets and different persons who published books last year, 2025. I find that program that NALIS has is very great. Anybody who published a book this year, make sure and submit your name to NALIS to get the First Time Authors Award. I think that's a great initiative.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming and taking the time to talk about your book. And when the new one is done, you know it's freedom that you have to come to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.